Scipio Tower. The Scipio Tower is an outdoor site in the Tarragon municipality. 6 kilometres away, on the left side of the N340 road, heading towards Barcelona. As such, it is clearly visible and well known, and can be accessed by private car. The Scipio Tower can be described as a turriform grave, that is, in the shape of a tower consisting of 3 bodies placed one on top of the other and separated by cornices. It is almost square in shape and measures around 4.5 metres on each side, and is over 9 metres high, not including the top piece, which no longer remains. The lower body is a straight base made of 3 rows of ashlars. 2 life-size statues, 1.85 metres high, of Attis jut out from the central body, sculpted in the tower's own blocks and placed on the corresponding pedestals. There is an inscription marked on these figures in the shape of a sign. The third body has been preserved almost completely with 4 rows of ashlars, and only the finishing cornice is missing. The most characteristic item is the segmental arch engraved in the stone, which portrays a kind of vaulted niche where 2 characters are depicted in full and in life size, but the picture is so slightly embossed that it is hardly outlined at all. The side faces of this third body also show 2 more arches which are similar, but without either the posts or figures on the inside. The headpiece no longer remains, but it is thought that it would have been closed with a pyramid-shaped body. If you visit the Scipio Tower, take time to look at the 2 most antique aspects of this monument, the statues and the inscription. The 2 statues of Attis were sculpted at the same time as the monument, as can be seen from the fact that they were worked on the same blocks used in the monuments. Putting 2 statues of Attis on the tower was understood as a desire to resurrect the deceased and entrust him to the god for the afterlife. The inscription over Attis is partially preserved, given that some of the letters have eroded away. The most recent studies undertaken give the following version. Ornete iaquilinquet specia viti su ribus positis, nigelans unum, statae reliquis, sepulchrum ubi perpetuo renamamunt, which can be translated as, nurture what he leaves behind after having lived a brilliant life, forgetting one thing, that a grave be organized for his remains, where they shall remain forever. This is a communicative inscription in which the text is directed at the reader. The tower is thought to date back to the first half of the 1st century AD. On the basis of the style of the sculptures and the type of letters used in the inscription, it faces the Via Augusta so that passers-by could look at the grave and read the inscription. But it was not an isolated monument, as we see today. Rather, it was the centre of a small necropolis or burial area in the 1st century AD, which was directly linked to a Roman villa around 100 metres to the southeast. The name of the Scipios that the monument was given was confirmed in the 16th century and is a popular legend, evidently emerging from scholarly origins who identified it as the grave or cenotaph of the famous Roman generals. This was based on identifying the 2 Attis with the depiction of the 2 Scipios and the misguided reading of the first word in the inscription, Cornelio for Ornate. Clearly it has been wrongly attributed, given that the 2 Scipios died in tragic circumstances in different places and times, 200 years before our monument was built. This is the best preserved turriform grave in the Iberian Peninsula and is part of the Archaeological Ensemble of Tarraco, recognized as a UNESCO World Heritage Site.